This is Carol Fly with High Take Answers, and the following is my conversation with Brett Schroeder of PA Consulting when I sat down with him at HIM16 in Las Vegas.
Hi, Brett. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
The first full day of HIM16. How's it going for you?
It's going great. It's a good show. There's a lot of people here, a lot of interest in PA. We've had a good show so far, and it is the first day.
What are you hearing about what's going on in the industry or health IT in general from the attendees that are visiting the booth?
So it's interesting. A lot of attendees that are coming to our booth are really interested in the innovation. I think part of what we do is innovation within the healthcare industry, and that seems to be sticking for a lot of people that are coming by. We have some examples of those innovations, and people are talking about those. We're explaining, you know, our firm and how we do innovation for our clients. So that's been a really interesting theme for us.
Well, I know your company talks about the new health economy, you know, which is are we seeing that like next year at HIMS as a big buzzword, or tell me a little bit about that?
So it's interesting to me when you say economy, because I fundamentally think that all of the companies here within the healthcare space are struggling in this quote new economy, and it's mostly due to the cost pressures in business models. A lot of what you're seeing at HIMS today and this week is really new types of innovation, new types of businesses, helping them figure out what business they want to be in the future. And I think one of the most interesting things is what I've noticed so far is that there are a lot of companies talking about this continuation of care from a clinic to the home, those types of things. And I fundamentally think that's been driven by the economic situation within the healthcare industry.
Pressures from reimbursement programs, ACA, the move to value-based care.
Absolutely, all of those. I think it's to me, the industry is undergoing fundamental transformation, and I liken it to the health or the telecommunications industry about 10 or 15 years ago, where you had all these telecom firms with stranded assets. They invested in infrastructure, and they were betting on the fact that the price per minute would go up. And what happened is it collapsed, and we're seeing the exact parallel in healthcare. Hospital reimbursements are going down, physician reimbursements are going down, and we have hospitals that scaled up 5 years ago thinking we're going to need all these extra beds for the baby boomers, and now we're really stuck. And these companies are really trying to figure out what to do about that going forward.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks. And it's interesting. A lot of people kind of didn't think that the price per minute would ever go down.
Right.
And I think in the healthcare industry, people never thought that, you know, extended stays would go the other direction. And so what I see is a big push into these innovations, into wearables, into communication, mobile, telehealth, because I believe that a lot of that care going forward in the next 10 years is actually going to be taken at home, right? You know, all of the outpatient things will be done at home.
Just sort of shifting gears here for a minute, can you shed some light on the ongoing merger and acquisition activity amongst healthcare insurers and how this will continue to impact the industry?
Absolutely. The M&A activity that you're seeing today, to me, goes back to that transformation of the industry. It goes back to the fundamental economics of all of these companies. Specifically in the payer industry, costs continue to rise, right? Medical costs are increasing. Now we have payers that are having to cover the previously uninsured, which are proving to be, you know, very high cost people. And that's why a lot of them are thinking about getting out of that business. And what you're seeing among the payers today is this shakeup of their view of the future isn't very good. And so they're looking at strategic options. And you hear things like bigger is better, scale to play. You know, the bigger we are, the more leverage we're going to have in terms of pricing with the provider networks. I fundamentally don't think that's true. I don't think that's actually going to come to fruition, but you're going to see these payers scrambling to find a place to be in the future, because I don't think the business models work.
Well, that's the issue, right? I mean, it's the fundamentals of the business model. Look at the oil business right now, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It absolutely is that. And so when I think of these big payers, and we do a lot of work in the payer space, and, you know, a lot of our work is is efficiency work, cost improvement, those types of things. You take two inefficient organizations and you put them together, does not give you an efficient organization. So I think it's going to be really interesting in the next few years. The mergers will happen, they'll continue. You're starting to see them, I think the Wall Street Journal last week started to talk about Cambia and some of the others thinking about it, because nobody wants to be left standing, right? So they're thinking about how they can grow and scale the play. And I fundamentally think when they start getting into the integration and the challenges, not only from a technology and a process and a people point of view, there's going to be some big disruption in how these actually work out.
So bringing it around to patient care, where do you see wearables fitting in all of this?
So I believe wearables are going to be fundamental to patient care. I think one of the examples is remote monitoring, right? So let's assume that I'm in a clinic, I have a condition, and now the doctor sends me home, or I want to be home. If I think about my parents or I think about others, I don't want them in a hospital setting. And so as you do care in the home, wearables become fundamentally important, mostly from the standpoint of the communication and the monitoring to and from the clinician and the patient. So to me, wearables are a foundational piece of how care is going to be provided in the future.
Speaking of going back to the M&A, you had some news in December 2015, is that right?
We did, actually. The Carlyle Group has taken a 51% stake in PA. We're really excited about that, actually. One of the things that you may know is that we're very small in the United States, but globally we're actually quite large. The idea is with the Carlyle investment and the help with their networks, we're going to expand rapidly in the U.S. and other markets as well. So actually, when you think about PA and growth, it's a very exciting story for us.
That's great. It's been great chatting with you, and we'll see you next year at HIMSS.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.